Blog Talk Radio.
Always time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experience.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. It's a beautiful Friday evening. I am your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington, and tonight's show is going to be, well, let me say this. It was life-changing for me when I realized the power of forgiveness. And I know that it's going to, if it doesn't change your life, it's going to make you think about forgiving in a different way. Before I go on, let me say reality spirituality is a term that I use to discover the links with spirituality and everyday life. I had an interesting week. One of my focuses this week was to pay attention to my personal vibration, meaning, I've discussed this before, but we're all energy. And being that, and being energy, we are all on a frequency. We are all on our personal frequency. We all have our personal vibration. It's like listening to a radio station and you have the dial set to 102.3. Well, you're not going to get the country channel on 102.3 if you've dialed into 97.4. So our personal vibration, your personal vibration is unique to you. Just like the relationship that you have with the universe, with God, with the source energy is unique to you. So this is where you put blinders on. You know, when racehorses have the blinders on each side, on each of the sides of their eyes, and they can't see from left to right. This show is about you and your personal relationship, and I'm here to share with you what I've discovered. And if it resonates with you, and if it feels like a fit to you, then be free to take it as yours. My personal vibration, where I am, how I am feeling throughout the day, determines what I attract throughout the day. And that's why, for me, it's very important to feel good, to feel happy, to be content, to feel peace, no matter what my surroundings. And reality spirituality is about living, like I like to say, happily ever after. And living happily ever after has nothing to do with what happens to you. It has something to do with what happens through you. Pretend you are a current, an electrical current attracting like energy. And you know what? You don't have to pretend, because that's exactly what you are. So So you attract exactly what you give out. Today's topic is about forgiveness. And today's topic is also about change. I was reading this week about our thoughts. Oh, before I go on, let me welcome you to call in with your comment, suggestion, sharing your experiences. The number here is 646-564-9619. 646-564-9619. And I was reading an article. It was really intriguing. It said, I'm just going to read a couple of sentences. A typical human being, that's us, thinks about 60,000 thoughts a day. 60,000 thoughts a day. It seems impossible, but this is the fascinating part. 80% of these thoughts are the same thoughts that we had yesterday and the day before and the day before that. So we are capable of thinking, let me see, the article said we're capable of generating one with about 10 miles of zeros. That's how they wrote it. One with 10 miles of zeros, not 10 zeros, 10 miles of zeros. So we're capable of thinking, like as many stars in the sky, those thoughts every single day. So why are we recycling our thoughts? Well, I like to say we recycle and think the same thoughts is because Let me talk about me. It's just habit. And unless I do something to change it, to shift, it's going to keep happening. It's going to continue. I played a game with myself this weekend. Every day I did something just a little different from the routine. Routine meaning a path I took, for instance, I took a walk downtown to one of the food fairs. Different types of food, just doing something different. Eating outside as opposed to eating inside. Just a little shift every single day to create a bigger and to expand my limited way of being. And when I say limited, I'm just saying that one of my purposes is to grow and expand. And I'm responsible for that. One of the things I want to share is this notion of forgiveness. How many of you have someone in your life that you're pissed off at, that you are irritated with, that you really don't care for, that you ignore or walk the other way if you see them coming? You really don't have anything, you don't want to have anything to do with them. And I have to admit that I lived most of my life, always having someone that I didn't like. Always had a little friction going, and this is how it manifested. I didn't like you. You would know it. I ignored you. I didn't talk to you. I snubbed you. And it was a back and forth thing. But what I've learned is that kind of behavior is like drinking. Is like drinking poison. That kind of behavior is only doing damage, is only doing harm to me. Can you imagine being pissed off at somebody and thinking that they're affected by it? I'm the only one affected by it. I know this is a show about happiness, but I want to share very briefly the story about the Green River Killer. And this man, his name was Gary Ridgway, and he confessed to killing 48 women. The numbers are probably higher. But he killed them by hand. He choked them. They were young women from 15 to 30 years old. They were prostitutes. But he showed no remorse. And he killed women for a period of over 20 years. 20 years. Believe me, I'm going to get to the happiness in a minute. So this guy was brutal. And when he went to trial, because you can also look at this on YouTube. I want you, after you listen to the show today, I want you to go on YouTube and just type in Green River Killer and then type in forgiveness. And when this Gary Ridgway was sentenced, he showed no remorse. He was sentenced to, he's in life forever. He's in prison forever, and he worked out a deal with the authorities, so he wasn't put to death. But the victims, the families of the victims, were able to speak with him at his sentencing. And if you can imagine, these family members, the mothers, the sisters, the daughters, the sons of these victims, They were so upset with this man. They wanted to kill him. I typed out some of the words that they were using. This woman got up and she was screaming at him. You know, you've killed so many people. You don't even remember who they were, and you're sitting here with a stone face. And they didn't mean anything to you. And this woman was screaming at him in the courtroom. They didn't mean anything to you, but my sister meant everything to me. She was a mother. She was a wife. She was a sister, and we miss her. And Gary Ridgway sat there. You can see it on YouTube. Sat there with a stone face as these women and these men just poured out all of this hatred towards him. He's an animal. I want him to have a long-suffering death, this woman was screaming. I hope he goes to hell. And this murderer sat there and looked at these people like, and? But then, his emotion, this emotionless facade, was finally cracked. Now, I'm talking about a man who over 20 years killed over 48 women, more than that. And you know what cracked him? Do you know what moved him? It was a young man. It was a father of one of the victims. And his name was Robert Rule. And Gary Ridgway killed his daughter. And Mr. Rule stood up, and he's got a white beard and he's got gray hair. And he stood up and he said, he addressed him as Mr. Ridgway. and he spoke very slowly, and he looked directly at him. He looked directly at the man who murdered his daughter. And he said, there are people here that hate you, but I'm not one of them. You've made it difficult to live up to what I believe in, and that is what God says to do, and that's to forgive. And you are forgiven, sir. Now, if you go on to YouTube and look at this, just type in Green River Killer Forgiveness. It's a 1 minute clip. You will see this cold-hearted murderer break down. He wasn't breaking down when the people were screaming at him, hateful, just spewing hate towards him, die, die, die. What broke him down was forgiveness. And Mr. Rule didn't forgive Gary Ridgway for Gary Ridgway. He forgave because he understood that forgiveness is about us. It's about me. It's about you. Because when we don't forgive, and when we do hold grudges, and when we are angry, and when we carry all that, we are basically drinking poison. I have another story. It's a very interesting story, but before I go on, I want to ask you to call in with your stories or your comments or questions, because this show is about you, and it's about me sharing with you and you sharing with me. The number here is 646-564-9619, 646-564-9619. But let me say something. There is a man in my office where I work, and he's been angry at me for, let's see, a year and a half. He's been pissed off to the point where if I get in one elevator, he gets out of the elevator. If I am walking right, he will go left. I mean, this guy will not speak, and I always speak to him. Good morning. Hi, how are you? Have a good day. And he's mad. He's holding a grudge. And believe me, years ago, I'd be holding the same. I would be giving him the same energy he's giving me. But the funny thing that happened this week, listen. At our office, there's a stairwell, and we can either take the elevator or the stairwell. And where I work is a security building, so to get in and out of the stairwells, you need a security card. I was running up the stairwell to the 13th floor instead of taking the elevator. And guess who was stuck in the stairwell? He was stuck because for whatever reason, his security pass wasn't working or the door wasn't working correctly. And I come running up and it's only him and me. Let me change his name to Sam. And I said, hey, Sam, what's up? You're stuck in the stairwell because sometimes the doors aren't working correctly. Sometimes electronics, I like to think that it's the universe working. You know what? It is the universe working undercover. So I'm doing my own thing. I'm not letting this guy who's pissed off at me, who doesn't talk to me, affect my energy. I'm running up the stairwell. I get to the top of the stairs and I see him. I said, oh, hi, Sam, what's up? You're stuck?
Yeah.
Oh, well, sometimes I said, I can do this. I said, sometimes you have to kind of jiggle the handle, lift it up, and then pull it down. And he's kind of breathing heavy because he was walking up. Listen, 13 stairs is a lot of stairs to walk up. And sometimes people walk up the stairwell just to get exercise, and I think that's what he was doing. Because when I found him, he was... And I made a comment. I said, are you huffing and puffing? Because listen, I'm talking to him like he's my best friend. I'm not getting into his energy. I said, are you huffing and puffing because you walking up all the stairs? You went walked up a few floors, and he was forced to talk to me because it's only me and him in the stairwell. Yeah. And I said, well, let me try it. Let me try it. I tried my security pass. I did my little pull the handle up, pull the handle down, jiggle, jiggle, jiggle. Of course, we were still stuck. So he had his phone. I had my phone. And we know a few people on the 13th floor. And I said, well, let me text someone and see if they can come and open the door. Listen, you could either stay there or you could go back downstairs. Let's text. And he was on the phone. His fingers were moving so fast to call somebody to get him out of that stairwell. It's like I was stabbing him, because all I showed him and all I shared with him was love. That's it. Anybody can meet anger with anger. In fact, that's all I was taught. When I was younger, if I was angry at someone, silent treatment. That's the only thing I was taught. But I'm here to say that there is a different way. And are we going to have the same reactions, or are we going to try something different? And you're not doing it for them. You're doing it for you. I love this radio show, and I love having this opportunity to share bits and pieces, reality, spirituality with all of you. And I want to thank you for that. Let me thank you for your emails that I get every week. Thank you for the suggestions. Thank you for the comments. Thank you for logging in the chat room, and thank you for logging out of the chat room. I have to say that when I first started on Blog Talk Radio, and I would receive people, I would see that people logged in the chat room and log out. You know, it used to hurt my feelings. Well, gee, you logged in and now you're logging out. Is this something I said, or is this something that I'm not saying? But you know what? That's another lesson that I had to learn. This radio show, let me say this. I am giving this radio show, you know who my audience is? Besides you people that are listening. My audience is the universe. And whether one person calls in or no people call in, one person logs in, one person logs out, it doesn't matter. It's not about awards, numbers. It's about sharing with the universe where I am and how far I've come. I was having a conversation with my son this week, and we go back and forth with being spiritual versus being human, being universal, being connected versus being human. And it's an interesting conversation, because I've told him that I lived most of my life with this human mentality. And that human mentality took me on a lot of roller coaster rides, up and down and around, a lot of arguments, a lot of poked out lips, a lot of unhappiness, a lot of lows, highs. Oh yeah, there were highs, but they were never lasting highs. And so this connection that everybody can achieve and everybody can have, is a personal connection. And it is a choice. It is a choice. I'm going to close the show for today. But before I do, I want to share with you it's a little motivational, inspirational kind of saying that I've memorized. I say it every day. I try to. I am the source of all wealth. I am rich with creative ideas. My mind is filled with new and inspiring thoughts. What I have to offer is unique, and the world is craving it. The source of my energy comes from the universe, and I radiate joy, happiness, peace, power, freedom, abundance. Humanity seeks me and rewards me. I am wanted and welcomed by everyone in the world. My value is priceless. I know who I really am. I can feel who I am. My vision is the vision of the universe. My faith is the faith of spirit. I declare that I am free to live, to be an example of the universe. And that example is love. Embracing, accepting, allowing, joy, passion, enthusiasm. That is who and what I represent. Thank you all for listening. I will talk to you again on Sunday, noon, Pacific Standard Time. You've been listening to Rebecca Lynn Norrington. This is Reality Spirituality. Have a great evening.
Yeah, oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Reality Spirituality.
It's a new experience.
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Get down,
bring
to get spiritual,
get. you're going to feel good now.
Get real good.